Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I am Insrock Sinan, and welcome back. Today we are doing season 5 of Pretty Little Liars. Full disclosure, I saw the entire series. I meant to do this earlier, but I lost track of time. I got very busy, so we're just going to briefly do the overview and from what I can remember about the episode. So let's get started, shall we? So, in New York City, while Ezra's life is in jeopardy after being shot by A, the liars separate from Arya in order to trick A and hold him away from Ezra in the hospital. However, their plan backfires. In the Hastings residence, Melissa has a difficult time as a secret from the past haunts her. Allie shows the others an empty theater owned by Ezra's family. Shauna has a vendetta of her own as she pays a visit to Ezra in the hospital, trying to off him. Then, after Cece left Rosewood, she goes to New York, where Allie helps her leave for France. In Rosewood, Mona, after learning that Allison's back, gathers a group of people tormented by her, including Lucas, Melissa, and Paige. Allison reveals to Emily that Cece was never a redcoat. And then Allison told Cece to dress up as Redcoat to distract A from sawing Emily. As Ezra wakes up, he whispers the shooter's identity to Arya, and she immediately leaves the hospital to go to a theater where she sees Shauna dressed as A, with a gun threatening to kill Allie. Shauna reveals that she wanted to kill her as revenge for blinding Jenna, whom she loves. So Arya sneaks up in time to save the girls by knocking Shauna off the stage, where she is offed instantly after hitting her head. The liars believe that the A game is now finally over. Meanwhile, Cece gets on the plane and leaves for France using Allie's Vivian Dartbloom identity. This was a crazy ass episode. I honestly had not seen this show but like a couple times before, like all the way through. I keep forgetting Shauna was very sketchy. I mean, I knew she was sketchy, but I didn't know she was actually A. I keep forgetting that. So that was very wild to me to feel that happen. It was just a whole shocker, honestly. I was just like, what is happening? What is actually happening? It was a very good episode. I gave it an A+, honestly. But, it was really good. I don't know why I said but anyway, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. It's just so interesting because let's jump to the next episode, season 5, episode 2. Really girly. So the girls return to Rosewood after a handful of events in New York, finding themselves in a world full of secrets. Arya struggles with Jonathan's death, while Emily, Hannah, and Spencer try to begin navigating a world with Allison in it. Tippy returns from London and reveals that Melissa was not there at the time he searched for her. Hannah and Emily are suspicious about Jason and his relationship with his mother, so they follow him to Philadelphia to find answers. Then Allie's new dog finds out a body buried in front of Allie's house, later to build her mother, Jessica De Laurentiis. Again, what is happening? That was a crazy ass episode. Very, very shocking, honestly. Because Allison was like wondering, like, where's my mom at? Like, she should be here to like welcome me home. And her dad is being very understandably freaked out over everything because now his daughter's home. And so he's like being extra, extra, extra protective of her, which is understandable. And Jason is just kind of like very much on the outside. Well, granted, he's always kind of been on the outside of his family, but now he's like really on the outside because his dad's like, he's just a screw up. No one cares about him. But anyway, also it's kind of funny. Every time Toby enters into a new season, he has a different haircut, like a vastly different haircut. So it's very interesting to see, like, so every season, what's he going to look like now? Also, I'm jumping way ahead of myself. I'm sorry. Sorry, like I said, I've seen the entire series by now. So anyway, really good episode. I really enjoyed it. I'm just going to give it a solid A. So it was really good. I really enjoyed it. But the whole her mom's dead thing, that's just shocking to me. So, but anyway, we'll jump into the next episode, which is, oh my god, Surfing the Aftershocks, which is season 5, episode 3. So after learning about her mother's death, the girls try to comfort Allison, but to no use. At first, Arya refuses to talk to Ezra, but she later agrees, and he says that he will keep quiet. However, Ezra doesn't seem to know about Shauna's death, but later, Arya tells him the truth about what happened. Emily and Paige connect over helping the new girl on the swimming team, Sydney, with her swimming technique, and in the end, they agree to be friends. Hannah begins to go through an identity crisis after a man mistakes her for Allison. So, Hannah remembers when Mona made her popular to be a copy of Allison. Meanwhile, Spencer tries to figure out Jason's involvement in Mrs. DeLaurentis' death, but both Melissa and her father don't seem so positive about Spencer's suspicion. This was a B-plus episode. It was good, but I can't remember if this is the episode where Hannah dyes her hair and just goes all, I don't know, it's not really gothic, but it's like gothic-ish. I mean, like, good for her for changing up her style and stuff. It's just so abrupt and stuff, and she cut her hair short, or maybe she didn't. I can't remember, honestly. I think her hair was short. But anyway, I was like, okay, I mean, good for it. But she is just, like, going through, like, a tough time just because, like, it said in a flashback that Mona was trying to make a copy of Allison into, like, in Hannah. So she's like, okay, well, this has been my identity for so long. Like, what's my actual identity? So it's very, I don't know, almost therapeutic in a way. Like, she's trying to become her own person, but everyone's trying to, like, blame her and stuff. And, like, why did you do this? Like, I just wanted something different. And there's nothing wrong with that. So anyway, really good episode. But there's just, like, we're like, why do you look so different? I was like, oh my gosh, shut up, it's fine. So anyway, let's jump to episode 4 of season 5 called Fern from the Ride. So Allie attempts to regain the role of leader of the group, but she finds out that the liars are not going to go as blindly follow her as they once did. So she tried to be the queen bee again. That was not going to happen. So while most kids are curious about what happened to Allie, Mona and her army are more focused on planning for Allie's return to school. After seeing Shauna's funeral online, Arya goes to Eris' comfort. Meanwhile, Allie lies to the doctor about her injury. Then Veronica confesses to Spencer that after Allie went missing, Jessica will go to the police to accuse Spencer from doing to Allie what Peter threatened her. What? There's no effing sense with that entire grammar. So Veronica became suspicious of him. So basically, Jessica was trying to pin Allie disappearing on Spencer, but it could have been Peter. So Peter threatened her. And so now Veronica is suspicious of Peter. And Peter's an ass. Anyway, then we cut to where Spencer arrives at Allie's, who tells her that Jessica had Listerine in her system, which was for high blood pressure. Since she had low blood pressure, that's what made her heart stop working. So Hannah starts to steal again. Then Spencer discovers Listerine belonged to her father. After Paige warning about Mona's army, Emily tells Allie that she should leave, but Allie says she wants to go back to school, even if there are people who want revenge on her, and finishes saying if they sit together, they would be safe. Huh? So anyway, that was a good episode. I'm going to give it an A-, just because, like, Hannah had so much, she redeemed her character so much, because, like, in the first season, she stole left, right, and center. And so now that Allie's back, she's kind of acting out and starting to steal again and starting to be, like, X, Y, and Z again. It's like, girl, you don't need to do that. But that's the only thing I really had an issue with this episode, to be honest. And Peter is hella shady. I do not like Spencer's dad. I don't. But anyway, let's jump to the next episode, which is episode 5, Miss Me Times 100. So this is the 100th episode. So the day has finally arrived for Allison's first day back at school. However, the girls nor Allison are ready for it. Determined to put on a brave face, Allison returns to also help heal the damage she did years ago. So she's going to tell all the bullies and asking them for forgiveness and stuff like that. Not bullies. People she bullied. That's what I meant to say. So while Spencer's family thought that Miss Hastings was at a spa, she was actually having a private investigator finding out that Mr. Hastings and Melissa weren't at dinner as they said. So Veronica's like, I'm going to find out what the hell happened. So Veronica is leaving town after a failed attempt to bring Spencer. Then Arya still suffers from the accident in New York and meets the returning Jenna, who's still grieving her beloved's death. Then Mona prepares her army of losers, in which Cindy and Jenna are revealed to be a part of, for the upcoming war against Allie, which escalated with a meeting between the two that ends in the favor of Mona, because she recorded it and showed it to everybody. Meanwhile, Caleb returns to Rosewood and leaves Hannah confused for the reason of his homecoming. Then Emily and Allison share a kiss, and Arya and Ezra have sex. In the end, while the police are giving an interview about the dead girl in Allie's grave, it was revealed to be Bethany Young. A makes the triumphant return to Rosewood by planting a bomb in Toby's house and making the entire house explode. What the hell is happening? Well, that was a crazy ass episode. I'm going to give it A+. It was, honestly, I did not see hardly any of that coming. That was ridiculous. Essentially, Toby's house literally exploding. That threw me the hell off. So, it was a really good episode, and I really, really enjoyed it. So, good episode. So, let's jump to episode 6. They have the A ending, sorry. A is seen texting the girls while moving their belongings into the new A layer. Okay. So, in episode 6 of season 5, Run, Allie, Run, so with A back with a vengeance, it leads to the liars to the conclusion that Shauna was not the real A. And with the town of Rosewood trying to get back to normal, the liars, especially Allie, are far from okay in the latest accident. Allie starts to reconsider her decision about coming home and the possibility of leaving for good. But the liars are determined to keep her safe and to figure out who and what is behind the latest incident. Meanwhile, Caleb also starts second-guessing his return, and Ezra dives into his research about Bethany Young, the girl in Allie's grave, to help find answers that will help the liars. Then the issues between Spencer's parents finally end when one of them is forced to leave home for good, leaving Spencer in an uncomfortable situation. Then a connection between Bethany and Miss De Laurentiis leads to the rally sanatorium. So the liars begin their next plan as Arya volunteers to work there in order to get further information. Then A sends Allie a text message saying, I buried your mom the same way I watched her bury you. Towards the climax of the episode, A attacks Allison in her house and then chokes her, almost killing her. They fight until Emily comes in and saves Allison. After A attempts to strangle Allison, she gets a text message. See how easy it is for me to kill you? If you leave Rosewood, I will. A. You have the A ending where A is dressed as a Black Widow, sends flowers and condolences to card to Bethany Young's parents. Which is actually kind of nice, but anyways, weird. So, this was a crazy-ass episode. Also, we'll get a strong A. It was bonkers, to say the least. Like, this A is pissed the F off, and it's just coming with the visions. At this point, it just gets a little ridiculous that A is going after these girls for something that happened years and years and years ago. To the point, it doesn't make sense. Like, what? But anyway, let's jump to the next episode, shall we? So we go to episode 7 of season 5 called The Silence of Elam. So Arya begins her volunteer work at Radley and quickly gets down to business, finding answers about the patient of interest to the liars. But she quickly hits a snag when she comes across an aggressive patient, Big Rhonda. It may be the key to what the liars are looking for. Emily tries to find a distraught page after the latest prank on her with a rat. So the army of losers are going after Paige after Paige told Emily about the army stuff. And so she's dealing with that, which is very messed up. So after searching for answers, Spencer takes a note from Ezra's playbook by borrowing some of his spy equipment to keep a closer eye on the home front, mainly on Melissa. Meanwhile, Hannah is caught at odds when Allie and Caleb butt heads, and Emily seeks help from her friends when her mom invites Allie over for dinner. Hannah is the only one that is able to join Emily and Allie when Arya gets stuck in Bradley, and Spencer continues her mission of following Melissa's moves. Hannah, however, begins streaking, and Emily is forced to kick her out. Then, the liars are all caught off guard when A sends them a message, but not Hannah, involving Allie in her recent actions. Then, A opens up Ella's engagement party letter and takes a picture of the letter, then gluing it back together like it was never opened. Wow. So, crazy episode again. I'm going to give this an A-, just because, basically, Caleb and Hannah are both being drunks right now because Caleb's going through a lot. That means Hannah goes through a lot. So they decide to comfort each other by drinking. And Hannah's trying to put on a brave face, but she is just being a slob kebab. So that's kind of what's happening right now. So she's just dealing with a lot. And so it mixed with whatever Caleb's going through. She's going through her own stuff with Allie and all that stuff. So she's just hitting the bottle a little too hard. So we'll go to episode 8 called Scream for Me. So Allison receives a text message from A at school. Glad to hear you singing. Last time you were all choked up, A. So the rest of the liars sing in the choir as Allison is interrogated at school by Detective Tanner. Emily and Spencer take a trip to the stables where they uncover some evidence that Bethany and Jessica Laurentis are connected. Bethany used to call her Aunt Jessie, as Jessica used to send expensive gifts to Bethany. While at the stables, A locks Spencer and Emily inside the barn, while an agitated horse comes erratic. Then the horse ends up attacking Spencer and injuring her eye. Meanwhile, Hannah is distraught after Zach makes a sexual advance on her. Zach gives Hannah his number, and she throws it out. Hannah goes to Arya and tells her that Zach made a move on her, but Arya doesn't believe Hannah and kicks her out of the house, saying that she was drunk. Then Ashley and Allie discuss dinner plans for the two of them, but because Hannah was again planning to be absent, she walks downstairs while making dinner reservations on her telephone, and she sees the window open, and she spins around to see the front door is ajar as well. Then there was a man in the house with a knife. Then Allie and Ashley were frightened, and he bolted one's hands while bringing 911. Detective Tanner shows up at the Marion house and questions Allison and Ashley. Tanner is giving Allie the third degree. Ashley interrupts and tells her to start treating Allison like a criminal instead of a victim. Allison reveals that Noel Kahn was the intruder who breaks into the Marion house so that everyone will stop questioning Allison's story. Then they have the A ending where A walks through Spencer's room, flipping up the hidden panel under the couch cushion, ultimately opening up a secret compartment in Spencer's house. Again, what a crazy episode. I will give this A+. Honestly, the way that Allie just does the most random shit ever just to get heat off of her is actually crazy. It's crazy. I mean, that made Ashley feel scared. That made Hannah feel scared when she actually got home from being a slaw kebab. And just all the things. I'm like, girl, what? And so, but it tend to work. It tends to work. So I was just like, what is happening? It was crazy. It was actually crazy. So anyway, let's jump into and the whole Zach thing being creepy towards Hannah. What the F is happening? Like, that's just gross. Like, sir, you're a full ass adult. Don't go after however old they are now. I don't even know how old they are. Like, a teenager. Like, no, sir. That's ridiculous. But anyway, let's jump into episode 9 of season 5 called March of Crimes, which I like to play on words to see March on Dimes, which is like a charity thing. Anyway, They had Spencer going to the eye doctor and see Sydney holding Jenna's hand, and she couldn't really make sure it was actually her or not, because like her vision is just shit right now because of the horse thing. So, but Spencer calls Emily and says that they look like twins because they're both wearing glasses and the same clothes. Emily's confused by Spencer's statement, while Spencer is adamant that she's not hallucinating. So at the doctor's office, Spencer sees something peculiar on the eye chart. The board with alphabets hung on the checkup room had a message from A, says like, can you see me yet? A was highlighted. So Emily ends up going to the eye doctor's to Spencer's help, and she sees Sydney and Jenna. So she gets very upset because she's been like mentoring Sydney and being very nice for Sydney, and Sydney is with Jenna. Then we cut to where Caleb is at the coffee place and punches Zach after Zach tries to make Hannah look like the guilty party. Despite Zach's allegations, Caleb believes Hannah did not initiate the hookup, which they didn't even hook up. He alluded to wanting to. Anyway, Emily cuts ties with Sydney after Sydney tells her that she knew Jenna for several years. So Sydney tries to explain to her actions, but Emily abandons her friendship with her. It's like, basically, F you, I'm out. Then Allison and Jenna have an altercation at school. Meanwhile, Arya apologizes to Hannah after Arya tells her that Zach has been unfaithful to Ella even when they were in Europe. So Ella cancels her engagement party after Arya tells her that Zach put the moves on Hannah. Then Spencer attacks Noel with a fire poker after he tries to hurt Spencer at Spencer's lake house. Spencer blackmails Noel with incriminating photos. So then Allison called the police station to answer questions about her kidnapper. Now the A ending, where A is at Spencer's eye doctor's office listening to the ape Allison gave the girls to memorize. Crazy ass episode again, episode 9. That whole thing of like, can't you see me yet? So it's like, she was like effing with like the eye drops and stuff, or A, whoever it was. What? That's crazy, cuckoo pants. I don't know why I said it like that, but it is. I think I said I give it A+. It's crazy. Anyway, let's go to episode 10, shall we? Where Allison is, it's called A Dark Alley. I love the play on words on these titles sometimes. They're so great. So, season 5, episode 10, Dark Alley. So, Allison is apprehensive to identify Cyrus as her kidnapper. Detective Tanner brings Allison to an abandoned house so she can retrieve her memories. So, Tanner tells Allison that she cannot remember physical evidence because she was, quote-unquote, blindfolded. And she will allow Cyrus to walk out of jail as a free man. Meanwhile, Emily tells Allison that she is done with her after Allison continues to show indiscretion towards the four girls. And the rest of the liars also turn their backs on Allison as well. Caleb and Hannah rekindle the romance, and Hannah tries to get Caleb to stop drinking because she's finally decided to stop drinking. Then Spencer kept the recording Allison gave to all the girls in the compartment inside her armchair, but Spencer starts to panic when she finds it missing. So Spencer attempts to decipher Melissa's secret, and during a heated confrontation, Melissa offers to get Spencer to leave with her because they're both not safe. Later, Spencer is seen on a video recording revealing her secret in case something bad happens to her. Basically, she killed Bethany Young while she was still technically breathing. So she thought it was Allison and decided to bury her ass. And furthermore, so she was trying to protect Spencer. So Allison has a flashback of Cyrus attacking her in the basement and using a knife to cut her thigh, which explains Ollie's scar, because she had money and Cyrus had to steal the money from her. Then towards the end of the episode, Allie is seen dressed up as Vivian Dartbloom while talking to on-the-run Cyrus, and revealed that Allison was the one who paid Cyrus to pretend to have kidnapped her. Allison threatens Cyrus that she is capable of finding him again and making his life hell. Yeah, the A ending, where A folds laundry, including a striped candy uniform. I don't know how to say this word, but it's a striped candy uniform. Anyway, it was a really good episode. I give it a minus. There was a couple things I was like, okay. But the whole confession of Melissa actually confessing something is actually kind of wild to me, because she rarely confesses anything. So, really good episode, though. So, let's talk about season 5, episode 11. No one here can love or understand me. So, Emily visits Ezra and asks him if he knows anything about Cyrus, to which he responds, no. On the other hand, Hannah, Spencer, and Toby stage an intervention for Caleb after expressing concern about him. And he doesn't take it very well. Detective Tanner interrogates the liars and asks them who they think killed Bethany Young. Arya goes on a movie date with Mona and Mike. Meanwhile, that whole thing was just a whole thing. Meanwhile, Spencer watches the recording that Melissa gave her. Melissa explains that she was there the night Allison disappeared and saw Spencer with a shovel. Then saw a quote-unquote dead Allison, said she thought Spencer had killed Allison and buried her thinking that she was protecting Spencer, where she was actually burying an alive Bethany. At the movie theater, Mona tells Arya that maybe it would have been better if Mona died the night that she fell off the cliff. And then Mona's depressed and delivers an ominous warning to Arya. Then Tanner pays a visit to Arya's household and tells Mr. Montgomery that she has been talking to all the parents of Allison's friends. Arya hears all the conversation and meets up with Spencer and Emily, who all deduce that the girl Tanner will talk to is Allison. I don't know what that last part means. Then Hannah catches Caleb in an attempt to leave the cabin. After the intervention backfires and she confronts him, and he finally explains his erratic behavior and alcohol dependence because of the black magic and such. And Ravenswood. It's always Ravenswood. I give this episode an A-. It was a good episode, but it could have been better. Yeah. So, let's go to episode 12 of season 5 called Taking This One to the Grave. Just like the song. Huh? So the girls get a text on Thanksgiving Day from A, blaming them for the incident 36 hours before. So the liars ask Mona for help pertaining to the information that Allison confessed at the police station. So the new theory is that Allison is A. With the help of Lucas, Mona hacks into the Rosewood PD servers and downloads a video of Allie taking a lie detector test. The girls discover that Allison did not reveal much, but pointed the suspicion towards Spencer and about Bethany Young's murder. Holbrook's theory is that Spencer was so desperate to make Allison keep her amphetamine, her drug abuse, a secret, she had to kill Bethany Young. Spencer and Mona implement a plan to get answers as they go undercover at Bradley Sanitarium, while Hannah and Caleb act as spies, monitoring every surveillance to help the girls. Spencer and Mona uncover tapes of Bethany Young and learns that Jessica De Laurentiis and Bethany's father had an affair and that Allison knew about it. As they leave Bradley, Tippy gets into a car accident and only breaks his leg. Only. Oh my god, that's horrible. Next morning, Spencer is arrested for Bethany Young's murder and taken into custody. Mona looks through the Rally files and discovers that Allison knew about the affair and lured Bethany to Rosewood. Mona calls Arya and tells her that the information and that Allison must be A. However, before the girls arrive at Mona's house, A, with a blonde hair cascading out of their hoodie, attacks Mona. When the girls arrive, they notice signs of a struggle and blood on the walls. Officer Holbert tells the press they have ruled it a homicide, but they haven't found Mona's body. The girls and Mona's mom are devastated by the news. They have the A ending where A replaces baby Jesus ornament with a Mona doll, opens up the trunk of their car, revealing Mona's body, and makes a snow globe with a picture of the liars. This was a batshit crazy episode. It was a crazy-ass episode, and I was here for it. I give it an A+. It was so good, and I was just kind of shook, if I'm honest. Like, it was a really, really good episode. I really enjoyed it. So, yeah.